Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us again on another segment of Business Bookends. We are a part of the Beyond Real Estate podcast. And still with our special guest of the week being Tim Ryan, our investor from Southern California. This week, wanted to delve into Blue Ocean Strategy. It's a newer book, been released in the last year. Jay and I have not read this one, but Tim has, and he actually recommended it to me the other day.
Welcome to Beyond Real Estate with Jaylik, the podcast discussing parenting, real estate, and business. Every week we go in depth on how to become successful in life and business. Nick, take it away.
So Tim, being that you've read it, can you give our audience an idea as to what they can expect if they haven't read it?
Sure. Yeah, it's a really good book and it's a hot new thing. So it's really, I want to give it a kind of a basis. It's a very entrepreneurial type minded book. So this is about business and business strategy, right? That's in a nutshell. But what is Blue Ocean Strategy? A Blue Ocean is something new, a new product, new service, something new in the marketplace that has no competition and can just has the sky's the limit for its growth. So the antithesis to that is a red ocean. A red ocean is complete. Obviously, it's like bloody waters. It's cutthroat. It's competitive. It's all those things. We were talking the other day, what is it in our neighborhood? There's something called a Cane's Chicken Fingers. It's like it's a chicken place. Apparently they're big in the South, but they're new here. And there's some kind of chicken place going on one corner across the street. They're building it. Across the street, they're building a Chick-fil-A. And I was thinking we should take the other corner and put up Tim's Chicken, right? That would be a red ocean. I'd be welcoming a bloodbath, right? One, Tim's Chicken doesn't sound as cool as Chick-fil-A's, or apparently it is Cane's, which is a big name. So that would not be a very good strategy. That's a red ocean strategy, right? And it's not like you go into red ocean strategy. Things in business become red ocean. It's just the way it is. If you have something good, most things become that way because there's people come in and want to compete against you. So the point of the book is to really help people try to think of how can you get your mindset as a business person to think Blue Ocean, and they actually take you through exercises and ways to really get your mind how to work towards finding Blue Ocean strategies. So this book is probably birthing these new great ideas out there because it's that fun to read. It's really cool. I'll tell you one of the biggest stories they tell in there. If you do, years ago, Barnum and Bailey Circus, the big circus, late 1800s, 1900s was huge. They'd go to every town. Everybody went to the circus. They made a killing for decades. And by the time, I think when I was young, in the 70s, I went to one or two of them. Then they went away. You don't really hear about circuses that much. And it's a little scary. You got the clowns. And most people are like, I'm not going to the circus. And there's the bad stigma about the circus people and all that. So really for a long time, it's like, yeah, we're not going to the circus. So in the book, they talk about Soleil. Have you ever heard of that? Cirque du Soleil is one of the most amazing circuses ever created. It's a complete Blue Ocean strategy because what happened was they took this really cool idea that everybody loved for 100 years, and they took that aspect, but they added entertainment to it. I went to one of those shows. They do them they used to travel around. I think maybe they still do, and I think they're a Canadian group. But they're in Vegas, they have Vegas shows, and it is so fun and entertaining. It's amazing. So they've just been hugely successful, and there's nobody else like them. So they're still a Blue Ocean. So they basically created this thing. They're one of a kind, and they get all the fans and everybody goes to them. So it's a unique kind of a thing like that.
Brilliant.
It's a fun read. You think about the iPod. Remember the iPod? Who's there? Who was that? Competition. There's no competition.
Yep.
That's completely blue. You have a Walkman. That's not competition. Nobody's using those anymore. And then the iPod is Blue Oceans. Who want to sell?
Yeah.
How many people are there?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
And to piggyback on that concept, Gary Vee, I like to listen to him somewhat regularly. I think he's an interesting just voice in our society as a whole. And if you believe some of the things he says, the voice command is coming up. And I would argue that's maybe a Blue Ocean type of concept because it hasn't infiltrated our society yet. In his opinion, it will be. Alexa is kind of on that brink and some of us have it, some of us don't trust it. Nonetheless, in his opinion, voice command is going to be much more a thing. And are you relevant as a brand when it comes to me at my house asking for Tim Ryan for investing advice or find me his phone number, right? Like if I can't be able to understand, or if I don't already know who you are for that service to pick you up, again, how are you staying relevant? So I'm not saying that it's portraying our future, but he thinks that's going to be a massive player in our future.
And I think if you got this mindset of looking at Blue Ocean as a stocks investor, it's a smart way to think. Which companies do we think are going to move in that direction, have something new? But that's, some of those things are on the big end. I've got some example of something, a little smaller and close to home. I feel like I've had a couple Blue Ocean strategies myself, even before I read the book. And right now, one of the things I think is it's a Blue Ocean strategy that's turning pink, let's say, maybe, but not quite yet. I just made that up. That's not a thing. It's in the middle.
Yeah.
But it's co-working spaces. So co-working spaces have been around for a long time with WeWorks and all that. COVID told everybody you can work from home. And I've been saying for years, those people are going to realize you can't all work from home. And I think that middle ground is co-working spaces. So I think co-working spaces are on the growth so much that I told you I'm a real estate investor. We own a building in the middle of a downtown and we're putting a co-working space in there. So we're actually doing it. But see, now we can even put it down even more micro where there's no other co-working spaces in that town. So somebody might say, oh, are you kidding? I see them all over the place. LA and Chicago and New York, there's all over. There's none in my town. That's Blue Ocean.
Yeah.
And so you can find little ones like that and say, hey, we're going to go in there until somebody else shows up and starts taking some of it. Then we'll start competing, but we're not going to have any competition. What the book talks about. No competition for a while, at least, which is pretty cool.
Jay, what comes to mind when you hear this Blue Ocean, Red Ocean, some of the ideas that you've come across?
It's a unicorn, right? Because just because you have an original idea or an idea that is not out there everywhere could be a reason why. So there's always that thing. If I do this software, then Google could have done it. So why didn't they do it? Maybe Google didn't want to. But then you see other instances, though, of Google has a music player. No one uses that thing, and people use Spotify instead. So clearly there's some way to differentiate yourself. And when it comes to those types of things that maybe when you're worried about trying to go into a space that you believe that there's a opportunity for growth or there's a market opportunity within that, maybe the big players are thinking almost too big and they've gotten away from what services can be provided to the average person that the average person wishes they could have. I think Gary Vee is completely wrong in the voice thing. He's been saying that for 4 years. It's like people in the early 1900s being like, one day we'll fly. It's like the first guy that said that wasn't right and wasn't this maverick because he guessed something that we can all inevitably guess would have happened, that there's no physics blocking you from flying. Same thing with Gary Vee. It's Gary, you can't say that. And then when there is something that's an Alexa 2.0 or a Google Home 2.0 or whatever that comes out eventually, he's like, I told you.
Wait, why? I'll play devil's advocate to that one easily. And I'll say, why not? Because he's not creating the technology. He's just saying, I'm hedging my bet to say our society is going to adapt and is going to expect, because we want convenience, I want that technology in my house that I can speak to so I never have to leave, or to leave a lot less. Alexa, order my groceries. And your groceries are, I guess that's already here. But
he's selling the 8-track. Congrats, you sold a technology that is, if anything better comes out than that, like a CD player, people aren't going to be like, the 8-track was just great. No, it was 8-track for a blink of an eye, and then it was something 10 times better. And that's what I'm saying, that there's going to
be something
10 times
better than the voice.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. And I can,
which I'm sure there will be, but
that no one uses the voice thing now, and it's on every single phone. An Alexa costs $30. It's not like it's so, the technology is easily accessible and no one wants it still. And it's because you saying, Alexa, write this down, versus me just writing it down, because Alexa will be like, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that. Oh, I didn't catch that. Oh, yes, you want 10 orders of Oreo packages. No, I don't want that, Alexa.
Yeah.
Alexa, delete. Alexa, add. That's why the technology is clearly available, stupidly available. Everyone has a device that can do that. No one's using it. He's completely wrong. So I'm calling my shot now that there's going to be a better technology. I'm not making any claims for that. I'm just saying he's wrong.
Okay. Tim, what, any thoughts in that space specifically?
I'll get off my soapbox now.
I'll let you guys battle that one out.
I was going to bring it back into the real estate space. And you and I were chatting again to reference our conversation the other day. I mentioned I'm crypto certified and you thought maybe that's a blue ocean space, right? It's new. I don't know. What, had you thought any more about that in terms of the conversations you might be a part of as an investor to say, I see the writing on the wall with this technology or that currency or anything? Just curious to get your take.
Yeah, I'm not too big on the cryptocurrency side of things, but I could recognize it as, no doubt. But of course, the big blue ocean was Bitcoin. And then now it's probably it's gaining and there's all kinds of coins everywhere. But this leads one thing I wanted to say. What's interesting, I think, about blue ocean and business in general is I think if you have something good, you have to have something decent, right? As long as you have a good product or service, if you're first to market, that's always the best. Always the best. Think of Airbnb, huge blue ocean. But there's VRBO, but nobody else wants to compete against this because they're so first, their name is so big. We even have VRBO guests. I still call them Airbnbs. So this first to market is huge. I think that's like the big thing too on every.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point because I definitely can't argue Airbnb specifically. And you could even make the case for Uber, right? As that first platform that used technology to do what it does. My devil's advocate is look at Napster. It tried to be the first mover for free downloadable music, and now Apple Music ran that over real quick. Nonetheless, I think there's a lot of merit, as you alluded to, especially this day and age, where everything that we do have access to that maybe a Napster didn't. It didn't have the platforms to facilitate. It was trying to create something from scratch versus an Airbnb had the tools to facilitate the idea to make it really nothing. And it was just their idea in their head, sleeping in their friend's place. And they're just like, we could scale this. Right, using the technology we do have.
And to correlate this to real estate, because that's my world is. And when I tell people I'm in Southern Cal and I invest out of state, people like to say, okay, which city in Texas? Like, I don't invest in Texas. It's a great town, but I like going new places. I tend to go places where it's appreciating, doing well, and not a lot of people are talking about it.
So love it.
It's a good way to think, to find your own path, a new way to do it.
And I'd like to just conclude with that idea of, if nothing else, I think this book stands for stay curious. Be willing to try things, test things, because not to say you should never go down that path that's well-traveled, but there's something to say for, again, experimenting and allowing yourself that room to do exactly that. Tim, did you have something?
And do you want me to tell you what you just gave the definition of? Entrepreneurship. That's what that is. And that's what this book is about. And that everything you said, that's what, taking chance and experimenting and looking outside the box, thinking outside the box.
So listeners out there, watchers out there, hopefully you've gained something. You can take something away. Again, feel free to drop us a comment if you have any ideas moving forward to say, hey, you guys should have a discussion on this read or that read. We're all ears. It's not just our ideas between Jay and I and our guests. So feel free to drop us a note there. But like I said, hopefully you had some takeaways from Blue Ocean Strategy. If you haven't read it, definitely would recommend it. I can tell you for a fact it's on my to-do list as we speak, and that'll be done probably for sure within the next 4 to 6 weeks on my end. But nonetheless, hope you enjoyed this one. Until next week, this is This Week. Thanks for listening and or watching, depending on where you did that from. And we'll see you all again here soon.
Hey, thanks again for listening. If you want to hear more of Jaylen McKenna, Colorado's mortgage dad, and his take on the Colorado real estate market, or just mortgages and mortgage news in general, check out the links below.
Also, check out the links below for more information on products, books, or references made in this podcast. And please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share.